This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Time now for another Slate Ad Report Card, Critical Looks at Advertising. Slate's Seth Stevenson has this review of a new campaign for the cable TV channel CNN. These ads, Seth says, insult the very viewers they're trying to win over.
In the new ads for CNN, various on-air personalities show up, for no apparent reason, at the workplaces of regular people. Here's Anderson Cooper at some schmo's desk.
You want the headlines?
Just the weather.
Partly sunny, high 60.
How about Detroit?
Oregon or Michigan?
Both.
Overcast, rain later, and fair. Feels like 64.
Wherever they go, the CNN anchors dispense headlines and stock quotes on command. These ads are actually for CNN.com, not for the television network. CNN has realized there's a huge audience of people who, for the first time in history, are tracking the news all day long from their desks. This campaign tries to play up that relationship. I don't think it works. These ads are very obviously inspired by the long-running This is SportsCenter campaign for ESPN's flagship highlight show. In fact, both campaigns were produced by the same company.
It can get competitive here at SportsCenter.
So Charlie says you're maybe the 50th best heavyweight.
In the world?
In Georgia.
Charlie, come on out and get you whooping.
In the ESPN ads, SportsCenter anchors spend their downtime lounging around the network offices, surrounded by pro athletes, furry mascots, and college cheerleaders. Basketballer Grant Hill sets up a piano bar in the lobby. Pedro Martinez ices his elbow in the juice dispenser at the cafeteria. The CNN ads reverse the concept, pulling the anchors out of their workplace and into yours. Message? CNN, represented by its stars, comes to you wherever you are. Which explains the awkward, slightly militaristic tagline, "The power of CNN under your command." But as a branding effort for the network, these ads just aren't distinct enough. With the SportsCenter campaign, there's a compelling and constant theme. SportsCenter is the hub of the sports world, the place you go for total sports immersion. By contrast, there's no clear message from CNN's spots. The ads do convey the fact that you can read CNN at work, but in no way do they explain why CNN.com is any better than the other news sites. Assuming Paul Azan won't really stop by my desk, preferably in one of those fetching neutral tone skirt suits, what can CNN.com offer that FoxNews.com can't? Worse, the ads don't give the network any particular personality. CNN's anchors, unlike their counterparts at ESPN, seem afraid to cut loose, so the ads end up feeling bland. Plus, the spots are wholly unfunny. I guess just getting the anchors out from behind their desks and into informal situations does humanize them a bit, but only Anderson Cooper shows any breakout acting chops. He's got a real deadpan charm. After I watched Lou Dobbs' spot, the anchor actually seemed less appealing. Such a funereal dude. What's more, these ads actually insult the CNN audience. Listen to this spot, in which Christiane Amanpour skulmarmishly corrects a woman who can't pronounce Iraq and Iran, even after giving it several tries.
So, Christiane, what did that Iraqi guy do?
Iraqi. Iraqi. Not Iraq. The Iraqi guy, he is refusing to disband the militia.
I thought it was like Iran.
No. Iran. Iran, Iraq.
So Iraq, Iran. Iran.
The woman sounds like a ditz. Shouldn't the campaign praise CNN viewers for being incredibly smart and well-informed? CNN has trailed Fox News in television ratings for a while now, and as a countermeasure, they recently hired a new head of U.S. news operations. There's been talk of completely overhauling the primetime schedule. Whatever they do, it's crucial for CNN to find some differentiating characteristic, some sort of personality that viewers can latch onto. I give the CNN ads a C+. This campaign won't do the trick.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.